From the KTOA newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news update. There's substantial damage at Aurora Harbor after a 43-foot fishing vessel smashed its way into a slip on Monday.
The report I got was that he rammed the dock pretty hard and hit a couple of vessels on the way in.
That's Juneau Harbor Master Dave Borg. He says he got a call around noon that the fishing vessel Norgale was having trouble tying up.
The north end of Aurora Harbor, our main float, suffered some pretty significant damage, broke some of the whalers that hold everything in place, and bent one of the 14-inch piles, steel piles as well. So, yeah, there was some pretty substantial damage.
Where it's moored, the Norgale had to make its way through a relatively narrow gauntlet of about 50 boat slips. Orange traffic cones and yellow caution tape warned pedestrians of the splintered wood and the gap in the main float where two sections are knocked out of alignment. Borg says another section of the float where concrete is smashed up was likely struck at 4 or 5 knots. Juneau police arrested the boat's driver, 51-year-old Darren Hess. He was in court for an arraignment Tuesday and charged with misdemeanors for driving under the influence and refusing a breath test. Hess did not have a lawyer listed in online court records. He's being held at Lemon Creek Correctional Center. Borg says he doesn't have a damage estimate yet, but says Docks and Harbors will pursue reimbursement from the party at fault. For now, he says the affected floats are still actually floating, but pedestrians should be careful of the tripping hazards. The board regulating Alaska's fledgling legal marijuana industry is expected to approve licenses this week for the state's first retail marijuana outlets, growers, and quality control laboratories that will test it for potency and consumer safety. The Marijuana Control Board is expected to approve about 40 licenses, and they'll also discuss the key issue of whether the retail stores will be allowed to have areas on their premises where consumers could light up. The first stores are expected to open this year. University of Alaska officials say someone used an employee's credentials to hack into a network drive that contained private information, such as social security numbers, of more than 5,400 students at the Matsu campus. Officials say in a release that there is no evidence that there was any data or student information stolen or even accessed. A recount is likely after the results of a northern Alaska legislative race showed incumbent Representative Benjamin Nagyak lost by only 4 votes. The certified results released Tuesday showed Dean Westlake won the House District 40 race with 819 votes compared to Nagyak's 819. North Dakota authorities are sending officers from across the state to the site of a protest in anticipation of a federal judge's ruling on a request by the Standing Rock Sioux to block construction of a 4-state oil pipeline. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg is expected to rule Friday on the tribe's request to temporarily stop construction on the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Morton County Sheriff's Office said Wednesday in a statement that it's, quote, preparing and planning for all scenarios that may occur in response to the federal court ruling, end quote. The statement didn't say how many officers were being added. A handful of Alaska tribal members are also in North Dakota protesting. In a video posted to Facebook yesterday, a pickup truck with 907 written on its window tows a canoe on a trailer flying a Tlingit and Haida tribal flag. One man aboard the canoe holds a sign that says, Alaskans stand with Standing Rock. That's the latest from the KTO Newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea.